Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Our website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Having a great visit with our good friend Tom Markle, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the founder of iBank.com, the CEO of Virtue Capital Corporation. Tom, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tom's just gotten back from a month and a half or so in Europe, walking 500 miles in this pilgrimage that he took. But you had company, right? There were a lot of other people with you.
There were, Jim. I mean, they're coming in from Belgium and Germany and France.
But how did all those people find somewhere to eat and spend the night?
It's just that, you know, the thing has been set up for thousands of years, and this journey's got these arrows, and you follow it, and people along the way have opened up little coffee shops and
really?
Little restaurants and sandwich shops, and yeah, it's
what about
enough food for everyone.
What about, did you have to sleep in out under the sky any nights, or did you find a place to sleep every night?
One of my epiphanies on this journey was, take less control and turn things over to, the higher power.
Right.
Whoever your higher power is. And it's kind of let go, let God is kind of an old saying.
And, yeah.
And, you hear it and you want to do that and you kind of, but, you know, we CEOs and we founders and we fathers, you
we
know,
need control. We need a plan.
We need a plan. We need every day we need control. And also this helped me. I was very fortunate to have, you know, my nine managers all take the ball up and all come together as a team. And I told you in my last interview that I created a team environment versus a triangle,
right.
Top-down management structure. And I could have never done this a year ago, never. I had too much control. I had to see every document. I had to do every deal. I had to negotiate every labor issue. And I turned this over to my people, and we grew 27%.
Wow!
Last month, so I mean,
because you got out of the way,
I got out of the way and let my people really discover each other and discover. I did this a year ago, and we've been working through this. And they said, "Go!" They said, "Go, figure it out, and come back a better man." So that was very, very good of my people to let me do that. And the proof is, we could have not grown, and it would have been okay. But we did grow, and we're on a roll. So it's. I think that's the thing. Let go. Let God. Let people. You know. Let things happen. Like the ocean falls up on the beach, or the wind, or the rain. You know.
Tom. I for a long, long time, till I was probably in my 30s. I mean, I've been a Christian all my life, but I always kind of had the attitude, you know, take care of my soul, Lord, and take care of my family and that kind of thing. But I got this business thing covered. I'm the businessman. I'm in good shape here. You know, you just go
right.
Go help somebody else. I'm good here. And after about 20 years of being in the marketplace, I said, you know what? I don't have all the answers.
Right.
And I need help. And I didn't necessarily say, God, will you help me with my business? I just said, reveal to me what I'm supposed to be doing, because I was in a bind. I needed some clarity, and I said, reveal to me what I should be doing. And you know what? Since I started asking for things to be revealed to me, that was me getting out of my own way.
Absolutely.
And I've had a lot more clarity since then.
Well, you know, I've been broke twice. I've 13 companies, been broke twice, had, nine base hits out of the park home run, and now this company. And you know, life is, on the journey, life is full of rainstorms and hailstorms and, deep water to cross and, rocky ledges and scary moments with, the bulls. And it's out of your control what happens each day, but how you deal with that, you can deal with it in a peaceful manner, you can deal it in a patient manner, you can deal with it with why me, And I think that's one of the discoveries. But the last one I want to share with your audience is the fact that in this pilgrimage, you learn to be a pilgrim versus a tourist. And I think that I took
what is
back
the difference?
Into my... The difference is that a tourist is all about you.
Mm-hmm.
I want a better meal. I send it back.
Mm-hmm.
I want a better bed. Mm-hmm. I want better service. And it's all about serving you, the tourist,
mm-hmm.
in life. And I think that what I came away with is that it's far greater and far easier and far more peaceful and enjoyable to be a pilgrim, because you accept life's conditions every day.
You didn't go to those countries. You became part of the country.
Yes, you became part of the environment, mm-hmm. and part of the day, and you mm-hmm. weren't, you know, bitching and moaning and groaning, mm-hmm. and you were just saying, you know, thank you for this meal. It's not the best meal I've ever eaten. As a matter of fact, it's just a terrible meal, but you know, it's a good. It served my needs.
Exactly.
You know?
Hey, Tom.
Not the nicest bed, but it was comfortable.
I feel better already having had this conversation with you. Thank you for. I'm glad you got back safely. I'm glad you got the chance to make it, and I'm glad it served your purposes. And you've helped us with the experience. Thank you for that.
You're too kind, Tim. Thanks.
Tom Marco, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I will be too. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.